Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, open your Bibles with me to John chapter 20. John chapter 20. This is a familiar account, but to lead it off, to set the foundation for the direction I'm going, the Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 3, he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Now, this account that we're looking at today is the account of Thomas. And Jesus had appeared to the disciples. And the disciples, other disciples, weren't any more holier than Thomas was. They had witnessed the nail prints in the Lord's hand and witnessed his side when he had appeared before them 8 days earlier. But what the Lord was speaking to my heart about is Thomas skipped church. Hello? Thomas skipped church and he missed the appearing of Jesus. You never know when you might skip church, when you might miss a mighty move of God. It's not saying that it's going to happen all the time, but it could. And the Word of God tells us in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another even the more as we see the day approaching. Amen. And what he is speaking about, not as Jesus' resurrection, but as of Jesus' return. Amen. And I don't know about you. I would like to see myself worshiping and praising God when he returns. Hallelujah. I'd love to be giving him glory and honor no matter what it feels like and whatever it seems like. This probably isn't one of the most popular times in the world that we're living in right now to praise God and to give God glory. Amen? But God doesn't miss any of it. But where I want to focus your attention, Thomas said, unless I can put my fingers in the nail prints of my hand, I'm paraphrasing, and thrust my hand in his side, I will not believe. And the Bible says 8 days later, Jesus appeared and said, Thomas, my hands and my side. And Jesus said, and Thomas said, my Lord and my God. But Jesus said, Thomas, you have seen and believed, but blessed are they that have not seen and still believe. Amen. Faith being the substance of the things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. So today I want to focus your attention for the message this morning to verse number 31. John 20, 31. But these things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. The title of this morning's message is Don't Doubt the Turnabout. Amen. Amen. I think God's about to turn some things around. Amen. And if God's about ready to turn some things around, it's in the old country, it's called a turnabout. Amen. God's going to turn some things about. Some things that are looking one way, God's going to turn them around. Amen. And his kingdom is going to be glorified and magnified. So one of the things the Lord is speaking to my heart about is the three things I want to share today for this message this morning is don't doubt the turnabout. Was the scriptures, the stance, and the standing. Amen? The scriptures, the stance, and the standing. Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of his word. Father, we're so grateful, Lord, for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. Father, I thank you, Father God, that faith will arise in this house today, and the enemy will be scattered in Jesus' name. Father, I'm grateful that no weapon formed against your children will prosper, and every tongue shall be, the word shall be condemned, Father God, in Jesus' name. We bind every lie that's been spoken right now by the power and authority of Jesus' name. And we declare, we decree the truth. Your word declares we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. So, Lord, we ask you today, minister to our hearts and lives. Speak through me today, Father God. May the words that come out of my mouth bring edification to the believer. May it exhort them, Father God, and may it comfort those that are mourning. And when all is said and done, all glory, all honor, and all praise will be unto you. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen and amen. First thing we want to talk about this morning is the scriptures. You know, the Apostle Paul to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:16, he said, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. We're about ready to do some good in a world that's going bad. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at the one next to you and say, we serve a good, good Father. Tell them again, we serve a good, good Father. We serve a good, good Father. I want everybody to say it. We serve a good, good Father. 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 Sometimes we sing the song, but we don't get it in our heart. We serve a good, good Father. That's who he is. And I'm loved by him. That's who I am. Amen. Amen. God wants you to know first and foremost how much he loves you. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what you're going through, God wants you to know he loves you and he has a plan and purpose in your life. He is not going to change his mind concerning you. I don't care if you messed up. If you mess up, just fess up. Amen. Hallelujah. But what he was talking to me about is the scriptures today is it is written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. In Isaiah chapter 43, Isaiah chapter 43, verse number 10, the prophet Isaiah said this. He said, you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord. And beside me there is no Savior. There's only one God. There's only one Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You know, the Word of God tells you and I in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 to give us a little understanding of the world we're in right now and what's taking place all around us. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse number 5, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, for though there be that are called gods, little g's, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many. Okay? He says, there's all kinds of gods out there and there's all kinds of lords out there. But to us, there is but one God, the Father, of whom all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. In other words, what the Lord is saying is, don't get caught up in worshiping the creation. We worship the Creator. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made. All those little g's, all those lords are creation. They're created by God, and we don't worship the creation. We worship the Creator. We're not getting confused by the creation. We're not getting confused by those that are calling themselves gods. gods and lords. There is only one King of kings and Lord of lords. His name is Jesus Christ, our Lord. He is God in the flesh amongst us. He is here in this room today. If you're a child of God, he's in you to stay. Amen. He didn't come to run away. Amen. But he hears us every time we pray, and that sounds like the things I do on every Facebook every day. Hallelujah. I'm my old rhymer. Amen. Praise God. So with that in mind, in Colossians chapter 1, the apostle speaking to the church of Colossae. When the apostle is writing to the church, God is no respecter of persons. He's writing to every church. We're the church. So if God's writing to every church, he's writing to us. Amen? So if he's writing to us, I take it personally as God speaking to me. Amen? Amen? He didn't give it to me for me to tell you about it, but not to apply it to my life. Amen? He says in verse number 15, speaking of Jesus, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. He says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Amen. 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 So just like the doubt, don't doubt the turnabout. God wants to remind you that you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And when the old tries to come back, God says, remind yourself, that's not you. That doesn't belong to you. You're a new creation. You're not the old man or an old woman. You're the new man or the new woman. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. Amen. Why do you say this, Pastor? Because we're facing a war. We're facing a holy war right now. And it's time for the church to rise up and take back some territory. You know, the Bible says when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them. When Jesus raised that cross and hung on that cross, when he said it was finished, it was done, it was complete. Amen. I don't have to do anything but enter into the finished work of Calvary. Amen. That's when I can say I can do all things through Christ, who gives me strength. Yes, because I don't have the strength in my own being to do it. Amen. Amen. So with the scriptures, and I'm standing in God's word, I'm taking a stance. What a stance is a position. God wants you to understand that you're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principality and power and every name named. Amen. So as we're looking at this, in John chapter 5, verse 24, Jesus is speaking. Now, what does Jesus tell us to do? He tells us to glorify God. So he says in verse 24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me. You can't believe in Jesus without believing in the Father. You can't believe in the Father without believing in the Holy Spirit. Amen? It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, three in one. It's all three working in and through us to reach this world. He says, and him that sent me have everlasting life and shall not come to the condemnation, but it's passed from death to life. Let me say this to you again. If you're not believing in God, if you're just trying to pick up Jesus for your Savior, you're in trouble. Jesus gave us the instructions. He told us to honor the one that sent him, the Father. Then he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. That's what happened to your daddy last Friday. He passed from life to life, amen, because he heard. And he responded. And the physical, he might be dead, but the Bible says the trumpet shall sound and the dead in Christ shall arise. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible says he's with the Lord. Absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Now, I know it doesn't feel good because we don't have him in the flesh, but we have faith in the Spirit and we have the hope of the rejoining together. Amen. I like that. That song that Mercy Me sings, Finally Home.
Yes.
Finally Home. And I thought about that. You know, as a man of God, my dad got to see me come to Jesus. Yeah. He got to see me start to plan this church, but he never got an opportunity to come into this building. He went home to be with the Lord. And I can't wait till I see him in heaven. Amen. And I can tell him of all the things that God's done. I know that. I don't know if God lets us see anything because there's too much junk down here. And the Bible says there's no pain in heaven. And sometimes you can't look at your loved ones because you would see pain. Even though you love them, you would see pain. We're doing a song this afternoon. It's one of my new favorites, Scars in Heaven. Amen. Amen. It's a song that speaks about our loved ones that preceded us in death. And all of us have loved ones that has preceded us in death. But God wants you to understand that we have a hope and a trust. Our hope and trust is in Jesus Christ and his righteousness. And the Bible says we're going to be reunited. Amen. And John 14, Jesus said this. Jesus said, verse 12, he said, verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. So everything that Jesus did, you and I can do. Hello? And then he said, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Now, let's look at reality. Greater works. Well, how can you do greater works than with Jesus? He isn't saying in miracles. He is saying in multitude. Because now Christ is everywhere. Christ in me. Christ in you. Amen. So if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and I, it quickens our mortal bodies by the Spirit to do signs and wonders and miracles by leading people to Jesus. Amen. What did Jesus go around doing? Bringing people to his Father. He talked about his Father. What did they do? What did the apostles do? They talked about the Son. How did they do it? Because the Holy Ghost has come. Amen. Amen. We shouldn't be holding back the move of God. Amen. We shouldn't be moving back the move of God by our feelings. Well, I wasn't feeling it. Well, guess what? It ain't about your feelings, it's about faith. Yes. Amen. My feelings are not going to move a mountain. Amen. My faith will move mountains. Yes. I'll say to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and it'll get out of my way. Yes. Because of what? Because of Christ in me. Because of Christ in you. Yes. Amen. Don't doubt who you are in Christ Jesus. He says you're more than conquerors through Christ that gives you strength. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful that Christ is in me. How about anybody else in the room? Hallelujah. Come on. Can we get excited in the house a little bit? Amen. Can we get excited? Amen. Pam got us hooked up in a circle today. Amen. That's probably the first time that somebody's held somebody's hand in a long time. Amen. Reach out and touch someone's hand, and let's make this world a better place if we can. Hallelujah. That wasn't really written as a Christian song, but we could take it around about and do a turnabout with it. Hallelujah. Amen. How about you? Do you need a turnabout in your life in some area? Amen. Come on. God says don't doubt the turnabout. Amen. The Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 1. I'm just getting warmed up for this afternoon. The Apostle Paul says this, Romans 1:16. He said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone believeth, to the Jew first and to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by what?
Faith.
By faith." Amen. Just like it took faith for Alan to give his heart to the Lord. I was doing marriage because I got a wedding we're doing here this Saturday, and I had a couple that come in for pre-counseling for the wedding, and I couldn't even do counseling until they got Jesus. So they both gave their hearts to Jesus, okay? And so let's say it's all about Jesus. Hey, the Lord was speaking to me about something. Listen to me. Let me say something to you. It's important for us to share the gospel of Christ. Man is a sinner, heaven is free, God is love, Christ died for you and me. If by faith you receive, you will live eternally. It ain't that difficult, it's not that hard. We're around like getting the cart in front of the horse. Now, if you know anything about horses, try to get a horse to push a cart with its nose. Amen. It ain't gonna work, is it? Amen. And the horse, we wanna get the horse before the cart. Amen. And the horse, we're going to lead people to Jesus, and then we believe God for the rest. Amen. If somebody's sick in body, lead them to Jesus first and watch Jesus heal them.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. What do you say? Signs and wonders will follow them that believe. Amen. Does healing always mean that it's healing on this side? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. We don't know the outcome. For example, I'm just going to say this. We don't know. Beverly, Alan might have killed somebody next week. And, yeah. You know, we don't know. And glory, we don't know what happened. There's a point in the time. Sometimes we have to understand that all things are working together for our good because we love God, because we're called according to his purpose. And even though it doesn't feel good at the time, it might be for our benefit.
Amen.
Amen. So he tells us also the standing in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse number 11. He says, "For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal bodies," our flesh. "So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak."
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. As a matter of fact, if you don't believe God for something, don't talk to somebody else about what you don't have faith to believe in. Amen? Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Okay. Yeah, listen to me. God didn't call all of us to do everything, but he called all of us to do something.
Yeah.
Amen? And all of us have a part. Amen? No matter where we've been, no matter what we've done, amen? Amen? We're trusting God in and through it all, right?
Amen?
Amen? Amen? Amen? So with that in mind, look with me in 1 John chapter 5. Verse number 11. John the Beloved, he says this, "And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in the Son. He that hath the Son have life, and he that have not the Son of God have not life." It's an either or. If you want life, You need Jesus. If you want death, you can do it without him. Amen. And not only that, the Lord was speaking to my heart. When he's speaking to my heart about just not making him our Savior, but making him our Lord. You know, one of the things he was speaking to my heart about is so many wanted to just pick Jesus up as their Savior, and they don't have any victory in their life. But when we make him the Lord and we give him control, then that's all of a sudden when we get into the abundance of life. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm a pretty happy dude. Does that mean I don't get upset? Come on. I'm in the flesh. Amen. I try to walk in the spirit as much as I can, but at the same time, I flub up. Does anybody else mess up besides me? Huh? Somebody act in the flesh besides me? Amen. But what God wants us to understand, and there's so many in the world today that are trusting him just to be their Savior, and they have no victory now in their life anywhere. There's no victory. Amen. They're just trusting when they die that they're going to heaven. But God said he paid the price so that we could have heaven on earth. Amen. We don't have to wait to get to heaven. Amen. We're heavenites on earth declaring the love and the mercy and the grace of God. And Jesus in John 10, verse number 10, he said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. God gives us Zoe life. He gives us the abundance of life. No matter what the world's no matter what's happening in the world. Amen. And in other words, and I said it last week and I'll say it again, there's things that are happening in this world now, and I'm not agreeing with a lot of the things that are taking place. I'm a rebel. But I've shared before, I'm a rebel with a cause. Amen. I'm believing God and his word. I'm going to stand fast. I'm going to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that my labor is not in vain in the Lord. If the Holy Spirit tells me not to do something, I'm not going to do it no matter what the world says. It doesn't matter. I may go to prison. I might be shot. I might be killed. But I'm going to believe God and his word. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. He is God, and there's no other. And his Holy Spirit, there's only one. And when the Spirit of God speaks to you, you just be obedient to what God says to do. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've read the rewards in heaven, and nothing can outweigh. Amen. I'm going to spend 1,000-year millennial reign on this earth with Christ Jesus reigning and ruling with him.
Yep.
Amen. I'm going to take back some territory here today, but at the same time, I'm going to rule and reign with Christ. Amen. Amen. Because what this world has to offer comes short to what I've read in the Word. Amen. It can't even compare. Amen. It can't even compare. Amen. So in closing today, you know, the name above all names, I believe when the Apostle Paul said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the
Lord.
Call the name of the name of the
Lord.
And in other words, God wants you to understand that he's not your Savior. He's your Lord. And what a Lord is someone that rules and governs over you. Amen? So he is our, whosoever shall call the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen? So what he says to us, hallelujah.
This is my daily bread.
In Philippians chapter 2.
This is my daily bread.
He wants us to understand not to doubt the turnabout. That he's given us the scriptures. We have a stance, but it's not only the stance, it's the standing. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. The source. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 9. It says, wherefore God also have highly exalted him and give him a name above all names. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is
Lord.
Lord. Lord. Lord. Not just Savior, but he's my Lord. To the glory of God, the Father. So in closing, what is the Lord saying to you and I today? He's called us and he's appointed us for a time such as now. He's given us the Spirit of God. He's given us all the authority and power we need in the Scriptures. The Scriptures helps us to take a position. We're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen? We're taking a stand. I don't know about you, but I trust the Lord more than I trust anyone. Doesn't he tell us to trust the Lord with all your heart? Lean not to your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll do what? He'll direct your path. God will give you guidance and direction which way to turn. Amen. Can we take a stand? Can we take a stand? Can we stand? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, for every man and woman of God that's in this congregation today. Father, I thank you for the call of God that's on each and every life. Lord, in different areas, in different places, they've been attacked by the adversary. So, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I bind every weapon the enemy has formed against their mind, their bodies, their souls, and their spirits in Jesus' name. Father, you said to call forth some things and proclaim some things. So I declare and I decree, Father God, that you're touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and with your stripes we are healed, Father God. Father, you didn't always lay hands on the sick. You sent the word and healed their diseases. I was reminded of the Roman centurion, Lord, that came to you that had the servant with the palsy. The centurion said, look, I believe all you have to do is send the word. And the word of God says, in that self same hour, the servant was healed. Yes. Now I ask for you as children of God today, I want you to extend your hands to somewhere, whichever direction you skin them. We're not praying for people in here. We're praying for people out here. We're sending the word out. God's going to place someone in your heart right now in the name of Jesus. Now declare and decree it and send the word in Jesus' name. Send the word. Send it. Send it. Proclaim it. Declare it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Do you have Christ in you? If you have Christ in you, believe that the word was sent and it accomplished what you sent it to do in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, a name above every other name, whatever that you're binding right now, name it and claim it with Jesus' name over it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Father, now lift your hands. Can you lift your hands in the sanctuary? Now, right now, if faith is the substance of things that we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen, right now I want you to start giving them praise and glory that the word you sent accomplished what you sent it to do in Jesus' name. Lord, we glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you in this place today, Father God. Be highly exalted. Be highly exalted. Be highly exalted. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. God says we not only can be the church and have church, but we can be the church. Hallelujah. God wants you to recognize who you are in Christ Jesus, that he's given you authority in his name. All right. And wherever you go this week, I ask you to do this. Wherever you step, you take that property for the Lord. You declare every place you go, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, you send the word and you take the territory. Amen. We're going to take back some things right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. God's going to send you places, and he's going to send you in front of people where it looks like there's no hope and it looks like there's no way. But God wants you to understand that greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. And you can take that territory for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. God wants you to know he called you as a warrior. He didn't just call you as a saint. Amen. He called you as a warrior for the kingdom. And we're going to take back some things that belong to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter where you should end up next week. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we're grateful and we give you praise and glory. Be with your people, Father God. May your face shine upon them. May your glory rise in and through them. In Jesus' name, amen.